Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning, eternally grateful for your goodness, your love, your mercy. We thank you because we are so thankful as we just look back over 2017. Lord, we know that we've had some challenges, but we know there have been a lot of victories in it, and we give you praise. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, the founders of this master's call. Father, we thank you that they were so obedient to your call upon their lives to start this call. Now, Father, we ask you continue to do a mighty work in them, that you continue to be their shield, their guide, their protector. We ask, oh God, you continue to shower them with your favor, your grace, and your love. Father, we thank you for the DH De Leon family, the reason why we are all here on the master's call, because of Artist International, Artist Life. Now, God, we ask you continue to be with them, continue to download witty ideas within them, oh God, and let their hearts always be attuned to you. Now, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. We thank and praise you for the speaker who is going to bring a word. Father, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus so that word goes forth with clarity. And, Father, we ask for tsunami blessings upon our TMC family and upon our speaker according to the prayer of Jay Bass. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We call it done. And we thank you for this third day of Kwanzaa, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Help us to continue to work collectively and to be responsible with all that you have given us. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, I just love me some you. So go out and have a so thankful Thursday. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year and a continued happy birthday, Jesus, to all of you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you so much for sitting and greeting all of us this morning on this fabulous Thursday morning. We're so grateful to God for you and for all that you do. We thank God for another day, another opportunity to glorify his holy and righteous name. Well, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs on this cold and rainy morning. But I tell you, we give God glory for each one of you joining us this day. And if this is your first time joining us, let me give you just a little history about what this call is all about. Well, it was started back in about 7 years ago in 2010 by two wonderful, powerful, anointed women of God. They are our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I tell you, God, they said yes to God, and God manifested his glory on the midst of this call. And we are giving God glory because we are laboring on the scripture that established this call, and it is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that in mind, we encourage you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors. Tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. And guess what? 2018, this is a good way to start a new year for them to start on this call and get in the midst of what God is doing here on the Master's Call, our telecommunication sanctuary. Now, we have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll see all the messages that have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, many of you have been on the call for quite some time, and you have a desire to be a part of this ministry. We encourage you to do so. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You may want to greet, such as Minister Willa did so wonderfully, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you even may have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear that. info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to that info@themasterscall.net as well. Now, what started us all together here was this phenomenal health and wellness company, Artist International. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so thankful to God for these awesome products that are helping people with their health as well as their wealth. And I am so passionate about what we are doing because more people are coming to the realization and confirming without a shadow of a doubt that these are definitely the best products on this side of heaven. You want to know more about it? We have Testimonial Day today on the new Morning Motivational Call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617#. That's right after this call. Get on it and you'll hear some phenomenal testimonies. Now, the bypass, if you with PCS or T-Mobile, is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And you can also attend with us the extravaganza that's going to be held in 2018 in Los Angeles, California. The tickets are only $29. You could go in your back office or go to events.artistlife.com and get your tickets today. I'm telling you, we want to see your face in the place. And guess what? It's March 9th through the 11th. We'll have some vital training, great information, and guess what? We're having church on Sunday morning. We want you to be in a place, and if you feel led to be a part to help us with the church service, please send some information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will be gladly be able to carry you through and help you along the way. We definitely want to see your face in a place. Well, now I'm getting out of the way because we have a phenomenal man of God. I tell you, this man of God has been a blessing to us as a TMC family, not only to us, but to the body of Christ, not only to the body of Christ, but to Artist Life family. We are so grateful to God for him. He is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, a baptized, born-again believer, an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for well over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He's also a certified biblical counselor. This man is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, a ministry that provides for needs of people, has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. He is a man of God who officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for tenants that cannot get out to church. That's serving. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. This man of God is committed to God and to his community. He is the past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and I tell you, he is also on the board and has established, has conquered many capacities of events with this ministry. This man of God is married to his wife, Cheryl, for well over 20 years. He is a counselor, a biblical teacher. He is a man of God who has blessed our souls. You could tell he's humble. He loves the Lord, and we love him. We're so grateful. I'm here to introduce to some, present to others, our phenomenal man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Excuse me, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Take it away.
Well, God bless you, Minister Brenda. Thank you for the introduction. To God be the glory. We thank God for the opportunity to be part of God's family and to serve. We want to also acknowledge Minister Willa for opening up, and thank God for the visionaries of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. It is an honor to be with you and this morning, and we just want to greet the TMC family and praise God for this opportunity to share this morning. I want to invite attention to First Corinthians, excuse me, chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we want to highlight verses 19 and 20, reading from the New King James Version says, or do you know, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Well, we want to use this subject this morning. We are God's property. Yes. We are God's property, God's property, God's property. Looking at the fact that New Year's is approaching us real soon, and many people have a tendency to look at their bodies and say, well, starting New Year's 2018, I'm going to go on a diet, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, exercise. It's just interesting how the gyms, the physical fitness centers really explode with attendance at the beginning of the year. But I just want to help us realize that our bodies belong to God 24/7, 365 days a year. And it's not just, happening just the first part of the year that we should be so, concerned about our physical fitness. Our bodies is God's property. Yes, even our spirit belongs to God. We are God's property. And we just want to be reminded today because this is so, so important. That's why we are so passionate about artists' life, because we realize that our products makes a difference in our bodies. And we have helped so many people, including ourselves, by utilizing these great products. But we just have to be reminded every now and then that we are not our own. And this scripture here, in its totality, starting in verse 12, basically is highlighting the fact that the Corinthian church at the time was transforming from a paganistic type of lifestyle. In other words, sexual sin was so prominent during those times, and to make that change from the old way of living to the new way of living, Paul had to remind them of their new nature. Starting verse 12, it says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body? And, of course, our base scriptures, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God, and you are not your own? You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So, in other words, it's not enough just to say glory to God. I know it feels good and it sounds good, and we mean it, don't we? When we say glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But when it comes to discipline, when it comes to living that out, amen, it's a lot more meaningful. I came across a couple of devotions. Let me just share these with you. This one scripture points out in this way of the devotion. It says, a woman from the Northeast wrote recently to tell me about the success she has had with her diet program since she added a spiritual dimension. I tried to diet several times with mixed results, she said, and 2 months ago I set out on another crusade to lose 20 pounds. For a week I watched my calories closely. Then one day I ate a piece of candy from a box of chocolates. Before the afternoon was over, I had devoured the whole box. Guilty, I turned to God and asked him to help discipline me. Once again, I went back to a strict diet, but this time I have stuck with it. Whenever I feel the urge to cheat, I ask God to give me the will power to resist. That has made a difference. This morning when I got on the scales, they told me I had lost 12 and a half pounds. With his help, I'll reach my goal in another 4 weeks. The Bible tells us that the body is the temple of God, and it is important that we take care of it. Drinkers, smokers, overeaters, and under-exercisers should be cognizant of the harm they may be inflicting on their bodies. However, recognizing our negative habits and correcting them can be two different things. If you want to make some changes in your personal habits, a good place to begin is with God. So tell him about your concern and ask his direction. When dieting is being considered, doctors should always be consulted. But the one who may give you the most help in seeing some discipline through is your Heavenly Father, who more than anyone else wants you healthy, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I know many of us have take that challenge, and thank God, like I said, for our products, those that are weight concerned and just want to take care of our bodies to keep things going, functioning like it should. And discipline is very important. However, many times we don't always succeed, and I don't know about you. First of all, I don't need to lose any weight, okay? That's a fact. But I do need to exercise. And in this story that I just read to you, it talked about under-exercisers, in which I must confess I'm guilty. And yes, you read my bio that I'm part of the board of the YMCA, and it's truly embarrassing. I feel bad. But the only time I make it to the YMCA is for board meetings. Y'all pray for me, will you? Pray for me. Yeah, every board member, I show up, they ask me to open up a prayer. Yeah. But when it comes to exercise, I am guilty when it comes to under-exercising. I don't know where you fit in with all this I'm talking about this morning, but I just want to remind us that our bodies are God's temple, and we are not our own. We are God's property, and God wants us to get the most of this life, and to do that, we must keep ourselves healthy. Another devotion that I came across, it says this, he was young, good-looking, and he utterly challenged Billy Graham in a question-and-answer period after the evangelist televised talk to college students. Why all this fuss about sex? If a person is hungry, he eats a ham sandwich, doesn't he? If he feels the urge, why not have sex and satisfy that hunger? Question, though, I saw the program about 15 years ago reflects our society's blatant move toward pagan sexual standards. It also reflects the attitude of some Christians in Corinth, whom Paul quoted as he returned in these verses to the question of immorality. Everything is permissible for me, Paul himself said, of food choices. And God will destroy the sinful body and replace it in the resurrection. Why make such a big deal about what a person does with his meaningless of old body anyway? Paul's threefold response answered the question about sex and sandwiches as well as the Corinthians. That casual pagan attitude towards sex fails to see that the body is important. The body is meant for the Lord as a tool through which he performs righteous acts. The body is important enough that God has determined to resurrect it. And the body is even now joined to Jesus Christ through our spiritual union with him. And can we take Christ to visit a prostitute? In paganism, sex really is trivial. The casual attitude, the adolescent snickers, even the heat of passion that constantly leers from movie screens and TV too, all suggest that sex and sandwiches are on a par. Only Christianity affirms that life here on earth has more significance and that our bodies were created for higher purposes. Our bodies are temples of God's Spirit. Our bodies are instruments for his use. Our bodies, all we are and have, were bought with a price. We Christians are determined to use our bodies only to glorify him. Well, it's interesting that this is written to a church, church at Corinth. And I just wonder how much this is really meaningful today. How many of the last time you heard a message that dealt with the fact that we are God's property and that we ought not to live a life of immorality? I don't know anybody on the call that they can say amen, ouch, or what have you. But like I mentioned, well, thank God I am married. But prior to that, I did some things that I don't feel great about. But God wants to call us back. And thank God he does, amen, give us second chances, third, fourth, fifth. And yes, he is a merciful God. If we confess our sins according to the word, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. So if this message is not for you, maybe it's for your children, maybe it's for your children's children, maybe it's for your cousin, your niece, your nephew, whatever it is, but remind them that if they are saved, amen, they are saved for a purpose, amen. Their body is the temple of God, and they are God's property, amen. They're not paper plates, they are china. Come on, somebody, amen. And God has them separated, amen, from the ways of the world. So my brother and my sister, God bless you. I just wanted to share this, what God has given me today. Hopefully we take note of this, that we don't have to wait till New Year to declare that I am God's property. How about you? God bless you. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Amen, amen, amen. I am God's property. Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that profound message this morning. I am God's property. I will be asking you to come back and give us our benediction after this prayer and a few more announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over these prayer requests. Oh, most gracious, holy Heavenly Father, we say holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving, giving your name the glory, the honor that's due to you. We thank you, Father, that you have bought us with a price, with the blood of Jesus. And we're so grateful, Lord God, that we will adhere to your word this morning and realize that we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to you. And since you bought us with that price, with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to help us, Lord God, to look and seek your face daily, to come to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh, our great provider, for being Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Lord God, for being Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. And we glorify you, Father, for being our El Shaddai, our Almighty Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen Pastor Everett Thomas, Father, as he profoundly gave us the word and this buffet of your word and your message, Lord God, to realize who we are, that we belong to you. And we thank you, Father, for blessing is going out, blessing is coming in, blessing everything his hands touch and where his feet tread. We thank you for blessing his family in its entirety, his community, Lord God, his church, and everything that concerns them. We glorify you, Father, for blessing this man of God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, being Jehovah Rapha for Ada and for Jackie and for Kendra, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Rapha for all those that are encountering some health challenges this day, Lord God. We thank you because you told us when we call on you, you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We glorify you, Father, hallelujah, that we stand on your word because you said you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed, and we thank you. We believe it, we stand on it, and we know that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we glorify you, Father, for touching and comforting the families, Lord, of the bereaved, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you place a special blessing within their families, Lord God, that they see your face and see your hand in the midst of every given situation, Lord God. We know that you told us, Lord God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we thank you, Father God, for the memories that every family has in this season and in this hour, and they will rejoice in you. Lord God, we thank you for the family that's on the call this morning. We have special blessings upon them, Lord God, through this season. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you're showing yourself mighty in every aspect of our lives. We thank you for Artists International, Artists Life, Lord God. We thank you for Extravaganza, for anointing and blessing it in this very hour, Lord God. Lord God, you see the people that will be there. We thank you, Father, for manifesting your glory in the midst of it all. We thank you for traveling grace and mercies for all those that are traveling now and later, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for this season and that we will keep our eyes on you, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for Dr. PK. Thank you for Mother Josie, Lord God. Bless them in a special way. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, God is so good. And you please share this message with somebody today. You can share the number and tell them you will get a blessing out of this message. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. And again, the new morning motivational call is up next. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Testimonial Thursday, you cannot miss it. It's going to be phenomenal. I want to say thank you. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone and reminding us that to be thankful always, not only on this Thursday, but every day. And thank you, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that profound message this morning that we are God's people. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
May the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the communion, fellowship, and power of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with all of us henceforth, now, and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.